You are listening to the audio production of Hebrew Word Study, Revealing the Heart of God, by Chaim Ben Torah, published by Whitaker House. This book is read by the author. Dedication to Michelle Foss and Laura Pertone, who came to me when I needed a friend. Foreword by Andrew Minch, Papua New Guinea, translation consultant, Wycliffe Bible Translators. Have you ever wished you could know God better? I would love to walk in the garden and converse with God as Adam did. Alas, the reality is that our most authoritative source for understanding Him is what is written in Scriptures that came from the heart of God into a human language that we can't understand, and were then translated into yet another language that we can understand. This book is designed to bring us beyond just reading various translations of the Bible to discovering the very heart of God. The old adage, "something was lost in translation," holds more truth than we often care to admit. Each language of the world has its own unique semantic domain or meanings understood by each word used. For example, I can say the word house, and it will raise a variety of images in your mind. If I were to use the equivalent word rala among the remote Amada people in the tropical rainforest of Papua New Guinea, they would have a completely different set of images, none of which would match the image that is in your mind. In other words, the most accurate translation of even one simple word can convey many different meanings. At the core of any translation effort is the desire to convey into the receptor language, as much as is possible, everything intended by the speaker. When it comes to Bible translation, reverence for the inspiration of Scripture causes us to conclude that a technically accurate translation is preferred. Modern paraphrased versions of Scripture are considered to be more for devotional use. In this book, you will find a wonderful blend of the same respect that ancient rabbis had for the Holy Word of God, combined with the skill of a contemporary Hebrew teacher who reveals through the language itself, by closely looking at the words we have received from God, a devotional understanding of what was in His mind. What we discover is the heart of God, and in the process, we get to know Him better. Preface. Many years ago, as a graduate student, I studied under a highly respected Hebrew professor. I learned that he would get up early every morning and study the Word of God for 3 hours in the original Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. I aspired to be like my professor, and indeed it has been my habit for these many years to arise early and study the Word of God in the original languages for a minimum of 3 hours a day. This is just a minimum. There have been periods when I would study the Word of God 8 to 10 hours a day. You may wonder how a person can study the Word of God so much. Some people can barely read through the Bible in 1 year, and they consider that an accomplishment. However, these same people can take a popular novel that is longer than the Bible itself and polish that off in a week's time. One secret to sustained studying of God's Word is this. If you fall in love with the author of the Bible, you will feel there is not enough time in a day to study His Word. Also, as your love for Him deepens, He will reveal His secrets to you. I have found the Word of God to be a well that never runs dry. Of course, having been a teacher of classical Hebrew and Aramaic does help. I have learned the freedom that we have through allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. I have learned that our Bible lexicons and dictionaries are not the final word. I have also learned that with over 120 different modern English translations of the Bible, all putting their own spin on various passages of Scripture, I can allow the Holy Spirit to guide me in any number of these different spins. The reason for this freedom is that classical Hebrew is an ambiguous language. It has only 7,500 words as opposed to modern Hebrew, which has 250,000 words. Accordingly, every word of classical Hebrew can have multiple meanings. Just looking up a word in the Hebrew dictionary, in a lexicon, or in Strong's exhaustive concordance will not really tell you how a word is to be used in a particular...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?